Hello and welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton. This week's guest, tight end Ben Koyak, who, as you saw in the Titans game, now becoming a more integral part of what's going on offense. All the changes this week, does it bode well for you? Do you see the tight ends getting more involved?
Just like any other week, we're still committed to just doing our jobs. In our room, we always say, just control what you can control. And, that's what we've been focusing on.
How's the knee? That kept you out for a few weeks.
Yeah, it's doing better. My goal was to get back 3 weeks, and that's what ended up happening, getting back in time for the Chicago game and just getting stronger from there.
All right, folks, you know how this works. Three topics, and we'll start with tight ends. You play in a room with Mercedes Lewis, who may be the best blocking tight end in the league, and then the Jaguars went and signed Julius Thomas, who's considered by many to be one of the best receiving tight ends in the league. For a guy like you, a young guy, just getting started in your career, what's the value of having those two guys in your room?
Oh, it's an extremely high value. I mean, like you said, Mercedes, just pretty much, just watching him every day do what he does. He could be an offensive lineman if he wanted to. I mean, he's just so talented. Then he can also catch the ball and run routes, too. And then Julius, along the same lines, as a guy who's been in the league for a while, too, and he does what he does great as well. So, for me, it's a great opportunity to learn, and just watch them and try to emulate what they do.
You have older brothers?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
You kind of like chasing him, right? I mean, you're always chasing your older brother when you're a kid. You're chasing those two guys. It makes you better, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I agree very much.
Moving on. The next topic is the Irish. They're here this week for the Navy-Notre Dame game. Once the Irish, always the Irish, right?
Very true.
They come in and they bring people. What was it like to play at maybe the most tradition-rich college football program in the country?
I mean, it was a great opportunity, and if you can't handle it, it can be a lot of pressure, but it kind of puts a little chip on your shoulder. People always come out and play their hardest against you. It doesn't matter if you're playing an 0-6 team or you're playing a 6-0 team, they're going to give you everything they got because they know they're playing Notre Dame. And it's like I said, it's a great opportunity, and it's something that now that I'm moved on from there, it's something I like to look back on.
It didn't even matter what the Irish's record was, although you guys were winning when you were there. When Notre Dame showed up, whether they were 0-6 or 6-0, it was still the Irish. You wanted to win, right?
Oh yeah, no doubt. People knew we were going to play a hard physical game.
Western Pennsylvania guy, was that at the top of your list growing up, just in the shadow of him?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. I'd say a lot of people from where I'm from are very Irish and Irish-affiliated, so once I started looking at places, that was somewhere that was pretty close to the top right off the bat.
You're kind of bummed that we're leaving on Friday for this one and you're not going to get a chance to hang out and see even the guys as they bring the trunks in and say hi?
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping I was at least get to say hi, but at the same time, we have a job to do too, so I'll be focused on that.
All right, final topic, sounds. What's a euphonium?
It is like a mini baritone. It almost looks like a mini tuba.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a musically inclined guy. How many instruments?
I can play trombone, euphonium, piano, guitar, and ukulele.
You say it just like everybody can do it. Like, how many can you play, Sexton? I mean, like, none. Seriously, though, where did the skill develop? Is your whole family that way?
Yeah, both of my parents were music teachers and music majors in college.
Oh, there you go.
So my brother plays drums, my sister plays clarinet, and then when I was growing up, I played trombone. High school band, they needed someone else to play euphonium, so I switched to that. And then in college, I just kind of wanted to learn some other stuff, so I learned guitar, and then I taught myself ukulele from there.
Hokey of me to ask if the family gets together and you all play?
We used to when we were younger, but now, we're kind of doing our own thing, so we don't really get the opportunity to.
Favorite genre? I mean, what are you playing? If you get the chance to just sit down and play whatever you want, what are you playing?
A mixture of a lot of acoustic stuff. I like finding stuff that doesn't necessarily sound acoustic, but then, you put some acoustics into it and, it sounds like a different song.
Are you artistic? I mean, do you pursue it to find the art in it, or do you just do it for fun?
A little bit of both. I mean, I think it's fun. In college, I used to have some guys that I would play with that, we'd kind of jam around and, try to find our own stuff. But nowadays, I more just do it as something to have fun with.
A euphonium, folks. It begins with an E. As we go, right? New offensive coordinator this week. 9 weeks left to play. Can this offense find a groove here pretty quickly and get moving?
Oh, yeah. It's a great group of guys. And at the end of the day, like I said, we're all just focusing on doing our job and going out and executing. And I think, we're in the right mindset. We all want to win. We all want to perform well. So I think we're going to go out there and, do our best.
We're going to see 83 on the field more doing what you did in Tennessee?
I sure hope so.
All right. Ben Koyak, thanks so much for giving us a few good minutes.
No problem.
And we'll see you next week right here.